It is time now for The Other Side, and we are joined here in the studio by Orange County Conservative Ashley Campbell to get the other side on an issue that we were talking about last week with County Commissioner Penny Rich. We'll get to that in just a second. Ashley, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Aaron.
So every week on Wednesday, we have Commissioner Rich in. She's the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. She comes in. We talk about county government issues. Last week, we were talking, and an issue got raised that caught my attention. In the middle of the conversation, and actually you were listening to the conversation and it caught your attention too, which is Airbnb and what, if anything, local governments can / should be doing when it comes to regulating Airbnb. It's a really fascinating issue. The more I dig into it, the more complex of an issue it is, because Airbnb is a really significant thing with a sizable impact on a bunch of different aspects of the local economy, the housing market, just life and society in a particular community. And it's a lot of it is flying under the radar. Like, people don't necessarily talk about the economic impact, right, but it is kind of significant. So it's a really interesting issue.
Yeah. And I would argue that it's flying under the radar, as you put it, because it works really well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that there's that to consider, too. But I'm surprised that the county hasn't considered something before now. And I think that the fact that they haven't suggests that home sharing isn't much of a problem in our area, at least, except for perhaps the hotel industry.
Right. And it's certainly no obvious problems, right? Like, we're not getting this spike in calls to the police. The impact seemed to be long-term more than short-term, right? You've got the potential long-term impact on the hotel industry, and Penny Rich and I were talking about that last week. You've got a positive impact when it comes to tax revenue, because Airbnb collects sales tax, and that goes into the local community. And then the other kind of long-term negative impact, and this is something that I was doing some digging on earlier today. This is a fascinating thing that there isn't much research on yet, but there's more and more research that's developing, that there is an impact in terms of the housing market and the cost of housing, because people who own housing units could either rent them out or sell them to people who want to live there, or they can rent them out on Airbnb for people who want to stay there short term. And if you do that, that's fewer housing units that are available. And that does have an impact on kind of increasing the cost of housing in a community. And it's not a huge impact, but it's measurable. And as we're talking about affordable housing in Orange County, like, this enters into that conversation.
Right. Yeah. And so the type of rental that you're talking about can make a difference there as well. Specifically, whether you're referring to a whole house rental or if there's just someone renting out a bedroom.
Yep.
Or a what's called a granny flat, you know, a little detached apartment, or that kind of thing, is going to make a difference on its impact in the housing market.
Yeah. And the other fun thing is that it's not just the type of rental, but the type of renter. As it turns out, there are two different types of renters on Airbnb. There are what everyone is referring to as mom and pop renters, which is what you're referring to. Like, I live here, I have a spare room, I'm renting out this spare room. And then you've got professional renters who have a whole bunch of units, and they make their money by renting them out. The mom and pop renters don't have an impact on the cost of housing. The professional renters do.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that, at least I've read stories in some locations like New York City, for example, where they have really stringent regulations on home sharing, first of all, and that there were a few people who, you know, set up whole corporations and tried to skirt around the regulations that were in place, bending the rules. And they owned, well, actually, they didn't own the properties. They rented them themselves and then rented them on Airbnb.
Yep.
But I believe Commissioner Rich said that there are about 57,000 dwellings in Orange County, and about 2,000 of them are listed on house sharing website, estimated. And that sounds like a lot, you know, and it's not inconsiderable. And, you know, to go back to your point about its impact on the economy, I don't know how much it has on the county as a whole, but in 2017, just in Chapel Hill, I mean, there's $1.7 million that came in just from Airbnb rentals. Mm-hmm. So that's a really great thing. But I think that, you know, if you go to just the Airbnb website and you look at the listings for Orange County, a lot of the properties listed, they would not fall into the affordable housing bracket in any way, shape, or form anyway. I mean, I'm not saying that that's true for all of them, but a lot of them are really quite elegant houses in elite areas, like historic districts and things like that.
Chapel Hilly.
Well, I guess so. Or, you know, Hillsbury.
Or Hillsbury. Yeah, too. That's true.
You know, there's a few in downtown Hillsborough, which I think is an enormously great thing because the only hotels we have, except for one small bed and breakfast, which is downtown, the only hotels we have are very close to the interstate, not anywhere close to downtown.
Hashtag Colonial Inn 2022, four, or five, whenever that reopens.
I heard they got all their permits.
They did,
approved.
But that's going to be 16 units, I think. It's not going to be a large hotel, goes back to your point, right?
Property. Yeah. So it's not. I think, you know, if I haven't done a perfectly quantitative analysis of all the properties that are listed in Orange County, but it doesn't seem like, just from scrolling through at a glance, that restricting the renters and the types of rentals that they can do are going to have that much of an impact on affordable housing as far as making more affordable housing options available. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would suggest, in addition to that, that some of the land use policies that the county and the municipalities have in place are contributing to the rise in the cost of housing in the area, and that I would suggest that they try to figure out, you know, what policies that they have that could contribute to a rise in housing costs that they already have on the books, and take steps to mitigate that before that they pursue Airbnb that has also filled a gap in the market in many areas. I mean, I talked about a geographical gap in Hillsborough, but you know, there are some people who want to stay in a place for a month or something. They don't want to stay at a hotel that whole time. I mean, that's just too expensive. And Airbnb fills in a lot of gaps, you know, just like that. It's very flexible and there are so many options. So, you know, I think that the county should, if they want to look at affordable housing, which is a serious concern, they should look at the policies that they already have that can make housing artificially more expensive. And I know that they've examined the effects of Airbnb on the county before. It was about 3 years ago where Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau submitted a report to the county commissioners. But it was mostly a report on how the hotel industry felt that the presence of Airbnb, being as comparatively unregulated as it is not fair.
Right. Like a non-level playing field, right? Like we have to meet all of these restrictions and then Airbnb can come in and offer the same thing without having to meet all these standards.
Right. And, you know, they do have to legally, the hotels have requirements like smoke detectors, carbon monoxide, fire escape plans that Airbnb rentals don't necessarily have to have. And so somebody would ask, you know, not unreasonably, you know, like, well, wouldn't you want any place you stay to have all of these things? Mm-hmm. You know, wouldn't you expect them to? And, you know, my answer is just no, I don't really care. I would rather save the money. I mean, it's important to know that these things are not available. You know, they don't have a sprinkler system or something like that. But, you know, I don't fear staying in another place just for the same reason. I don't have a sprinkler system in my own house, you know.
I do have a fire alarm and a carbon monoxide detector.
Do.
Like, smoke detector, not fire alarm.
And
I
expect the vast majority, if not all, Airbnb rentals have those things as well. I mean, not the sprinklers, but the smoke detectors and carbon monoxide and whatnot. But, you know, hotels have regulations that go above and beyond that. And so they're sort of, in this report, petitioning the county commissioners to make regulations on Airbnb more stringent. But I think it's really interesting because I wish that you know, everything was just flipped on its head here, and that they said, instead of making the laws more strict on our competition, why don't we decrease the regulations that are on the hotel industry? And that would always be my suggestion, is just decrease the regulations on them, you know. And Commissioner Rich spoke to this. One of the points that she raised was that there are hotels in the area that can't fill rooms because there's so much competition from Airbnb. But, you know, my response to that is just, well, you know, I'm sorry, but Airbnb renters pay the same taxes that hotels do, the occupancy tax. So I don't see, as long as they're remitting the tax, which Airbnb does for them already, I don't see that that's an unfair situation.
And should mention that that was kind of the conclusion of our conversation last week, right? The conversation, the discussion that you're talking about with the Orange County Visitors Bureau was from 3 years ago, and county commissioners ended up not doing anything, right? Like, they got the report, they talked about it, and then they tabled it. And then the conversation that we had last week with Penny Ridge, both of us, I think, kind of went in that direction of saying, great, we've got this Airbnb market that exists. Rather than trying to shut it down, we should be leaning into it and saying, great, this is an opportunity. How do we take advantage of it? And kind of, I mean, the same thing, and this raises a number of issues that it's very much the same issue that comes up in a bunch of different industries, right? Like, Airbnb exists, so now hotels have to rethink what they offer and how they market themselves to consumers. The same thing with taxi companies. Now that ride sharing exists, taxi companies might be threatened unless they rethink how they market themselves and what they have to offer that maybe Uber and Lyft doesn't. And media outlets are the same thing. We used to specialize in breaking news. If you need to know what's happening, tune into this TV station or this radio station or get the newspaper in the morning. But now we've got social media. We've got Facebook. We've got Twitter. That's where everyone gets their breaking news. They don't come to the traditional media outlets for that anymore, because Twitter's going to be faster than the newspaper. So what is the newspaper now going to offer that Twitter can't? That's a challenge, but it's also a huge opportunity if you decide to see it that way. And I think the newspapers and the taxi companies and the hotels that end up surviving are going to be the ones that get excited about the opportunity to reimagine who they are, as opposed to trying to push back and continue to do what they've always been doing.
No, I mean, I hope that that's what the counties will do. I mean, step one, I guess I hope that the county commissioners will continue to allow the municipalities to regulate home sharing as they feel, instead of making a county-wide
regulation. That might be a state thing, though.
Well, it's kind of a gray area, to be honest, because there are state regulations. Like, one is called the North Carolina Vacation Rental Act, that sort of speaks to what we're talking about here, not directly, that appears to put some limitations on what local governments can and can't do, as far as, you know, requiring permits or special fees or registering as businesses and that sort of thing. But there's also cities that have done exactly that, such as Asheville or Raleigh, which just sort of went through this tumultuous process where they had a house sharing task force, and the effect was really ended last year. And as far as I know, they're still completely banned in all residential areas of the city, at least, and nothing has really been decided. But it seems like, at least in some municipalities like Asheville and Blowing Rock, is another one, they've required homeowners to register. You can only do certain types of rentals. You know, the homeowner has to, like, actually live there. Right. There's no absentee kind of situations. And, you know, if you violate any of this in Asheville, there's a $500 per night penalty. So they're really serious there. You know, will they do that here? Gosh, I hope not. But the possibility does exist that regulations will be put in place, you know, unless there is a significant pushback from people who are in the Airbnb home sharing community who make their voices heard to the county commissioners or in a their municipal elected officials, because I feel like it's coming. I guess it's just the message I want to get out. I feel like it's coming. And so those who make a living from this or just get some money on the side will definitely want to pay attention in the near future.
It's a fascinating issue, but we're going to have to leave it there for now. Ashley Campbell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.